The Government of Canada is supporting the next generation of Black entrepreneurs through investment of over $1.3 million in the Federation of Black Canadians Black Entrepreneurship Program. This program aims to support nearly 170 Black youths and create 70 jobs. My guest for today's podcast is the Executive Director of the Federation of Black Canadians, a nonprofit organization that aims to advance the social, economic, political, and cultural interests of Canadians of African descent. Without further ado, here is episode 12 of Business and Culture Podcast. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Business and Culture Podcast. Today, I am here with Chris Thompson. He is representing the Federation of Black Canadians. And today we're going to be talking about a very great initiative that they recently got funding for, which is great news for a lot of Black youths who are thinking about getting into entrepreneurship. So thank you again for being here with me, Chris.
No problem. Thank you for having me.
All right. So before we get into the news of the Black Entrepreneurship Program and what it really entails and all of that, I kind of want to get to know a bit about you and what your journey has been like. What has been the intrigue for you in terms of wanting to help Black youths get into entrepreneurship, thinking that you are an entrepreneur yourself?
Yes. I consider myself a social entrepreneur. Been in this space now for about more than just under 10 years or so. My background comes from my educational background anyways, comes from political science and community development and capacity building. So I had always had a passion for wanting to give back to my community and help others try to aspire for more. And it kind of started after schooling. My first interest was that I actually started my own little local charity supporting youth, life skills development, trying to bridge the gap between hard skills taught in the classroom versus soft skills or life skills they need in the real world. And I developed a little charity and developed it, grew it from grassroots, started it myself as volunteer and grew it till I had staff, some funding around, had some programs. And then I got through mentoring and mentorship I was receiving and volunteering, I heard about before FBC was FBC, got pulled into some conversations and committees, and it ended up being the working or the original standings of FBC, which is now here today. And then I became the executive director of it as well. So I was one of the founding board members, but I wasn't the founding member of FBC, but I've been here since it began. So social entrepreneurship all through that whole experience, a lot of learning.
Wow, that's incredible. And I've actually been following some of the work that has been done. I would encourage everyone to go ahead and check them out. You can find in the show notes the link to the website, as well as if you're watching this on YouTube, it will be in the description box. But a lot of great work that they're doing to help the Black community giving back. But recently, they have gotten funding for a great initiative that is in partnership with, was it the Black Federation?
It's called U of T Scarborough and the Black Founders Network. The Black Founders Network is, well, a large network of founders who are supporting the next generation of entrepreneurs through the support and infrastructure of U of T. And then we are also partnering with them. So it's a partnership between U of T, specifically Scarborough campus, and also the Black Founders Network, which is all across all U of T and across its institutions across Canada.
Okay, wow. So can you tell us a bit more about what the Black Entrepreneurship Program is all about?
No problem. Well, a part of the government issued funding for the Black Entrepreneurship Program, which had three pillars over the last two, three years. The pillar we fall in within this project is called the ecosystem. So the ecosystem pillar allows for front lines organizations to provide supports to entrepreneurs of all different sectors and types to get training, support, education, mentors for support to help elevate the infrastructure for Black entrepreneurs across Canada. our particular project focuses at early entrepreneurs. There are a lot of projects otherwise. Chamber of Black Commerce has some, Black and other groups have others that focus at different areas of entrepreneurship. But we're specifically focusing on early on, even pre-founders, those who are dabbling with the idea. We found that entrepreneurship has been, while it's a big opportunity, it's also been kind of a trend where people are jumping on, everybody's an entrepreneur.
Yeah.
Well, when we developed our project, we wanted to look at, we want to support Black entrepreneurs to go forward, but we also want to educate them on what it means and what goes into being entrepreneurship. And on top of that, the journey as a Black entrepreneur in Canada, what the challenges are, what you have to prepare for, how to access resources and things and refine your own project idea. So we're focusing on that early age. You've probably been an entrepreneur for, let's say, 5 years or younger, maybe part-time or something, or maybe haven't fully incorporated it, but you're thinking about it, or you just incorporated in your younger years, and you're really just looking for direction, support, and knowing what you need to do. So that's where our focus is at. And basically what we're doing is, so we have, a course or a program, 4-month program that you'll go through. 8 weeks you'll go through for the program. And it will consist of various modules led by live instructors from U of T and also from the Black Founders Network. And then you also get an opportunity to be paired with a mentor that hopefully we find one that is either within the sector you're thinking about going in or has lived experience or something that you can work with. And you'll have them up to 6 months past even the 4 weeks you're in the course with us. So the idea is that you'd be able to meet with them, ask questions. Hopefully you ask them questions about what you've been learning, and they become hopefully another network or another person that you can look to build your initiative out with post the actual course.
Wow, that's a lot. You all really put some thoughts into this. Like, this sounds like a wonderful program. And I'm glad that you mentioned that a lot of people have been looking at entrepreneurship like a little trend. And listen, guys, it's not for the faint of heart. And so programs like this, I think they are very much needed, because I can't remember the exact number, but they say X amount of businesses like fail within the first, 5 years or the first 2 years. Like, it's they don't last very long, pretty much, right? Over
50% of businesses do fail, and that's the reality.
How much?
Over 50%.
Oh, wow.
Do fail. And a lot of people, and another interesting fact is most of the businesses that end up being successful are usually the third, fourth iteration of an original idea. The original idea or the focus or how you thought it was going to be, even myself, speaking from example of even building FBC and Skills for Life, the original ways we thought of it, while the maybe core infrastructure there, but a lot of changes happen across the way. And so sometimes what you hear and what you see a lot of times is what they thought was going to be the core essence of their business, by the time they've really gone through trial and error, create a MVP, minimal viable product, and they've gone to market a little bit, and you get the reality of the market, it does change. So I think that's one thing most entrepreneurs need to realize, especially if they're looking to grow their business.
Okay, so being willing to accept change and go along with it, pivoting along the way. Don't be too stubborn is what I'm hearing right now.
100%.
Okay, awesome. So about this program, what do people have to do in order for them to sign up and get in?
Okay, so right on our website, fbcfcn.ca, right on our banner, you'll see the BEP program. You click that, and then you'll get to the dashboard of just learning a little bit about the program. There's a registration form that you can fill out. And what we're trying to do is we are serving up to 168, maybe hopefully more, but our goal is to get to 168 young adults by 2024. End of 2024 served through this program. So you just register. Unfortunately, our first cohort is already filled, and we're looking to start that, and the emails are going to start going out in the next week or so for the end of the month. But the next cohorts will be coming up very soon for our summer. We'll have one starting in approximately mid-May would be the second cohort, and then the following cohort actually might have a third one around June as well. And then we'll also be having some in the fall that will start around September. And depending on how that goes and what we see, we may be launching furthermore in 2024 with two more cohorts then. So what you'll see is a lot of opportunities to join. Right now, we did focus the launch on the Ontario sector where majority of our entrepreneurs are, but also because we're doing the beta version of it as well. And then we'll be moving across provinces. So because it's digital, it's not very much locked in. We've opened it up so that no matter what province you're in, you could probably participate. But when we originally apply through the government, you have to pick sectors that like they're going to actually measure for the purposes of knowing what's covered. So for ours, it's Ontario, Alberta, and Quebec, but it doesn't stop you from being in other provinces and still joining in. It's just for our formal reporting of what we're doing to the government that we are responsible for. That's that part. And then other groups are responsible for others, but we are accepting people from all across Canada into our program. You'll get the same opportunity, same, you'll still do the same mentorship, same program, and same hopefully surveys with us to get the feedback. But we just want people to be shocked by the idea that those are where the government has posted that our mandate is for this program.
Gotcha. Okay. Because that has been a common question that I've gotten sometimes. People usually want to know, why is it there usually a restriction? Trust me, all there would love to be a lot of help for everywhere, but just keep your eyes open. As Chris said, they will be opening up very soon to other areas. So go ahead on the website, register. I am already registered, so I'm looking forward to getting my email. As many of you know, I restarted this podcast to, you know, relearn, I should say, the journey of entrepreneurship. So I know what I'm doing and I can build something of somewhat of a legacy. And I don't mind starting at ground zero just to get the legwork done there. So I want to say thank you, Chris, for all that you have shared with us today. And as I mentioned, more information, there's so much more that you can learn about FBC. The link will be in the show notes or the description box to learn about all the work that they do. They have volunteers that they also look for from time to time. You guys have a mentorship program. Lots of ways for you to get involved. So please, if this is a program or an organization that resonates with you, click the link in the show notes or description box to get involved today. So before I let you leave, Chris, I have a segment called Biz Nuggets, where I have my guests share one piece of business advice that they want to share with new and emerging entrepreneurs. So what is your biz nugget for the day?
Just one. There's a lot. The first one I'll say, since in our program is focused on early entrepreneurship, I would say for the prospective entrepreneurs and founders that want to be able to call themselves the founder of an organization, just know that you have to be prepared to call yourself the cleanup crew of your organization as well. So like you need to understand that it's not just the glamour parts of being a founder, like the CEO or the title, mm-hmm. but it's also the grunt work or the day-to-day work that you may not be interested in that also comes along with building an organization. So you need to be able to, if you have enough passion in what you're doing that you're ready to take all that on and you're ready to learn at least about it, that's a good start. So it can't just, if you're going to be an entrepreneur, you got to know that it comes with the glamorous parts of it, but also comes with the harder daily kind of nuances of being entrepreneur or founder that you need to be able to find a way to accept and enjoy it a little bit, or at least just wrap your head around that it's a part of the package.
So you can't pick and choose, y'all. I hope you're listening properly. So if you don't like to deal with emails and the customer service aspect, everything that you are doing on your own when you just start out, make sure you're building out your systems if you want to see success.
I like to tell people that what I was actually leave short is that you're the CEO and you're the janitor. So like just know that from the start. You're everything from the start.
That's a great analogy. I like that. Keeps people humble. Yes. Yeah. Well, I want to thank you again for coming on today and for sharing with us. And for my listeners or my viewers, thank you for tuning in today. I'll see you, or you'll listen to me, in another episode of Business and Culture Podcast. See you next week.
All right. Bye. Thank you so much.
I hope that you enjoyed today's episode. If you're listening to the Business and Culture Podcast on Spotify, you can participate in our poll and questions for every single episode. We would love to hear from you and get your feedback. Don't forget to subscribe or follow and leave us a review so we know how you're finding this podcast. Looking forward to you listening to more episodes with more inspiration, more insights, and more business and culture. Catch you in the next episode.